Mass Transit is trying to recover from today's major snowstorm. As WHYY's Tom McDonald reports, it's going to take some time before trains and buses are rolling on schedule again.
SEPTA's Andrew Bush says the agency is evaluating the transit system to figure out just how much service they can provide and how quickly they can do it. But for now, the regional rails and buses are out of commission.
We just would urge anyone who does need to travel, check for the latest on those. SEPTA.org/alerts is your best resource. And then on our other services, the B and the L, Broad Street Market, Frankfurt line, those are going to continue to run through the day.
New Jersey Transit is trying to restore bus and train service, and PATCO has kept its trains running, but on a limited schedule. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
And this was an especially big storm for our friends in New Jersey. The entire Garden State is covered in a snowy blanket today. In some areas closer to Philadelphia and New York got the highest totals. WHYY's Kenneth Burns has the latest.
Starting in Atlantic and Cape May counties, at least a foot of snow has fallen in Atlantic City and Barrington. The amounts climb as you travel north. In Burlington County, Mapleshade, Burlington Township, Mount Laurel, and West Hampton received 16 to 19 inches of snow. In central Jersey, areas like Cranberry and Freehold are reporting about 2 feet of snow on the ground. Those totals are as of 8 o'clock Monday morning from the National Weather Service in Mount Holly, which recorded 19 inches of snow. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
And on that note, we just got another round of preliminary snowfall totals from those folks at the National Weather Service in Mount Holly. Atlantic City Airport measured 16.9 inches, Trenton just about the same. Philadelphia is at 14 inches flat, while Wilmington got a little over 8 inches. Mount Holly itself is now up to 20.3 inches of heavy, wet snow. Quite a storm.